What's up?
I don't, you probably saw the mid-season defensive index rankings came out. I'm sure you know Chapman was a mile ahead of anybody else. Marcus was fifth on there overall. Is that a surprise at all to anyone in the organization?
You know, we have our own analytics system, and he's rating very high this year as well. And it's making all the routine plays. I mean, it's almost like you don't know. It's like a good umpire. You know, you're right at this point. You're not really not noticing him, which means he's making all the plays. I think Matt Olson is a great resource to have over at first base, too. I think for all these guys, it makes everybody better defensively. But Marcus, I mean, no one's worked harder at this than Marcus. You know, to where he was a couple years ago to where he is right now, he should feel really good about that because he's rating high on a lot of the defensive metrics, and it's due to a lot of hard work. He's not overlooked here. Every one of these guys in the infield knows, you know, how good he is. And you look at the bunt yesterday, too, you know. He's in. He's ready for it. Jed's ready for the play. He makes it look easy against one of the fastest runners in the league. He just is such a smooth player that I think his defense goes a little bit unnoticed. You know, there's not a lot of dramatics in what he does. It's just real steady and real smooth. There's never any panic. Look at how many balls he catches at our place, foul balls, you know, that stay in. There's just so many good things he does. You know, I look at those ratings, and he deserves to be up there, but I think he deserves to be a little bit higher, too.
Beyond the scoops and the routine plays with Olson, how smart?
You know, we're very rarely having to tell him and position him, you know, anymore. He knows the opponents now. He knows where to play. He's got a great feel for it. You know, at times during the game when I want to play behind the guy, he's already looking at me to play behind him. He's one of those guys that just has a great sense for the game. So not only is he smooth, he's smart. You know, I don't know that there's a better defender at first base, at least from what I've seen this year in the big leagues.
Bob Chapman in his first full season to get the Hart and Hustle Award today. What can you just say about him? His passion for the game.
There's a lot of heart and hustle in what he does. So, you know, if anybody profiles for that award, it's him. And, I mean, there's a lot of dramatics. There's a lot of theater to his game because he gets to so many balls that you wouldn't expect him to. In the way he plays the game, it's 100% all the time. I mean, there's no posting. There's no, you know, going through the motions type things with him. It's 100% all the time. And he makes plays that nobody else makes, and you know, and on top of that, he's a hard-nosed player that plays 100% all the time. He deserves the award. I think Kendall's having Tommy John. I don't know if everybody knows that here. Kendall Graveman's going to have Tommy John. I'm not sure what day it is coming up. It's going to be with Meister. Unfortunately, that's where we've come with him. Too bad because, you know, got off to a little bit of a tough start, had to go down. It's a guy that it's really invested in his team and really in spring training. In years past, he's been a leader. He was our opening day starter. It's unfortunate he's having to go down this road right now. It's going to take a little while for him to get back. So, you know, we're all feeling that a little bit today.
But how much do you think it might maybe, whatever was going on was affecting his performance at one point?
I don't know. I mean, it didn't look like the velo was down. There were games when the velo was a little bit better than others, but, you know, never said anything. And it wasn't until, you know, really until the last one or two starts he had in AAA that he started feeling anything. So, you know, it's probably more of a question for him. But, you know, nothing popped up on the radar for us that would suggest that, you know, maybe that was altering his performance.